everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. Lord, our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit still amazes me. It's about the time for the Lord to take his people up. And the Holy Spirit is giving great information to his people. They have ears to hear. When the Lord returns, things are going to change drastically on earth. Terribly. Terrible things will happen. And, you know, looking at what the Word says, and then what the Lord is revealing to people, their visions and dreams, it's going to be a terrible time on earth. The enemy will be, he's going to position himself as a savior. The rider on the white horse, the four horsemen, that's not Jesus, that's the Antichrist. He's going to come with deception. And there's going to be sights that men will see and hear that will cause their hearts to fail. There will be problems on the earth like never before. World War III will break out. And then people will see all... They'll see the satanic realm, basically. You know, if angels have to warn people not to take the mark, they're going to hear the voice of angels from the air. A lot of things are happening to deceive men to take that mark. But the Antichrist has set himself up to be a savior. He can't do it. He can't overcome the church, and he something's going to happen to the church. I always knew that. I never could see how the Antichrist could promote himself with a living church on the ground. The church will have to die off, or be raptured, or both. But the Lord is returning, and the people of God are prevailing. No, I'm talking about the people who really love God. You know, I've been taught by great men and women of God, and some of them were in the faith movement, which is a godsend. We have to be able to use our faith. When Kenneth Hagin taught people about faith, he taught it from how he learned it. He was a pioneer of faith. And there are many pioneers of faith. Lester Summerall wrote a book about pioneers of faith. Now, these were the type of people that thoroughly obey God. They're not like the people who miss the point. These are people who thoroughly obey the Lord. When the Lord paired Lester Summerall with Howard Carter. And he got on board with God's will. But Howard Carter left town, but he left word where he was going. And Lester Summerall sold his car and went to where he was. But every time he got there, Howard Carter would leave word to where he was going. See, the Lord need people of this caliber to do a thing. He went all, I think it was Australia. He ended up in Australia before Lester Summerall caught up with him. He went from the South. He was in the Southern states, I believe. And he went to California, then another country, then Australia. I don't remember all the places that he went looking for Howard Carter, but he made it. And he walked with Howard Carter for years. And he became a very outstanding man of God. And the Lord used him to work many miracles in the Philippines. And he came back and gave his testimony. And I'm talking huge miracles. He cast out all kind of demons. It was just he was a blessing. He wasn't the kind that try to appease people with the seeker friendly, watered down, lukewarm doctrine that people are preaching nowadays. He was a real preacher, a real man of Jesus. Now, there are real men and women of Jesus, and you won't know them because the ones that water the word down don't want them around. They're not interested in following the real Jesus. I had to do a radio broadcast talking about the real Jesus. But when men and women really love God, they connect with the men and women that really love God. And people that really love God and will follow Him, they come in every walk of life. They come in different races. Some are men, some are women. Some are young, some are old. And they'll do anything to serve Jesus. Now, these are the type of people God's going to rapture. And the rest of them that's lukewarm and self-willed, He's going to leave them here. Now, to get a clearer picture of what I'm saying, you need to watch the video, if it's still up, of the Ugandan pastor. That, I knew this all along, but that really, when I saw that, I said a lot of people need to see this. I learned from it. I searched my own heart when I watched it. The Lord said, if I came to take my bride, I'd leave you here. And He told him why. He broke it down. It's better for you to watch his version of it because he got all the details you need. But what he was doing, I know so many people that do the same thing. And you have to drive the evil out of your heart. You have to drive it out of your mind. You can confess it. I love to use Charles Capps' confessions. I call them Charles Capps' confessions because he taught people how to speak faith and change the facts on the ground and the facts in their body. He taught people how to speak the Word of God, how to speak faith and make change in your life. And he did it God's way. This man was a farmer, and he got a hold to the faith message, and God gave him a beautiful assignment. And when people finish their course and make change, you know, they deserve to be honored. Because without him, my life would be different. It wouldn't be as good. Without Kenneth Hagin, it wouldn't be as good. And there are many other men and women of God that have altered my life. Steve Quayle and Henry Gruber. You know, I love these people. I love the men and women of God. I love to listen to Irvin Baxter. He's a very wise man. There are good-hearted people out there. Pastor Langford. And I love to see people who are committed. You know, I love people that's committed to the Lord. People that put themselves out there and just do it God's way. And they don't care where they land. They just do it. And I pray for these people. You know, all the ministers on the conference that's the Genesis 6, the conference that Steve Quayle put on every year. It was really eye-opening. Now, I've been doing satanic warfare. I've been doing warfare against him since I've been a child of God, since the time I knew to fight back. But the enemy is up to some crazy stuff. And he's going to try to seduce people with what he's doing. And a lot of people will fall for it. Many people will fall for it that don't know the Lord. Many people are going to be seduced by lying spirits, by seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And they're not going to win. And I know this. It's not good. And when we follow God and follow through, we will be, we need to know what's going on. It's so, the things that the enemy has cooked up, it's going to deceive people that don't have love God. People that love the world somewhere. It's going to really be the enemy's going to do things. They're going to see all forms of evil, demons. They'll see alien spaceships, demonic entities is what they're going to see things they never had to deal with. And the Antichrist is going to, I can tell what he's going to do. He's going to use that to put people in fear. And then they're going to look for some kind of leader that can stop it. Now, the enemy is over all this stuff. He's causing all the problems, the world wars, the confusion. And then the demons are under Satan's control, and Satan is going to possess the Antichrist. That's just the way it is. So he's going to seem to be a savior to people that don't have love God. And everybody that's not like Christ will fall for his lies. And they're going to be seduced. And to the point that the angels are going to have to tell people not to take the mark. And they're going to set all this stuff up. There's a coin shortage. They're not making coins right now. And according to Pastor Dana Coverstone's dream, the ones and the fives, they're going to stop making them too. So things are going to rapidly change. You are under attack, basically. It's a satanic attack. You've always been under satanic attack, but actually in Christ, you're over the satanic attack. You can stop it. You can stop Satan in his tracks. Jesus put it this way. He said, don't rejoice because you have authority over Satan, because the devil's a subject to you. But rejoice because your names are written in the book of life. Because your name is written in the book of life, it's because your life is hid in Christ. And your life is hid in Christ because you believed on Jesus Christ and you actively do his word. And you don't fall for lies. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Then he said, a stranger they will not follow. So people who are following strangers are in trouble. People who won't listen to Jesus are in trouble. People who listen to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils are in trouble. Sometimes all people have heard was doctrines of devils, but they want more of God. And they believe on Jesus, and Jesus is working with them. And they walk out of the defeat of the doctrines of devils and the witchcraft beliefs. Anything that's not of God is of Satan. And there are people who break through. There are Muslims that broke through Islam. There are denominational Christians that wanted more of God, and they broke through their denominational confines. And they wanted more of the Spirit. Baptist and Methodist churches, when I was growing up, they didn't believe in speaking in tongues and receiving miracles, because they were taught wrong. And some people broke through it, and good people didn't know the breakthrough. And some people knew. They read Acts, they read for themselves, and they studied for themselves. They knew it was right, but they didn't leave their church, but they knew it was right. So people break through darkness. You can't lie to everybody. And I wanted as much of God as I could receive, and I'm still trying to learn things from the Lord. In other words, these days are going to be, the days after the rapture is going to be different. See, the things that's going on in the corners of the world, in hidden places, right now they're trying to bring back giants. All these things that's been extinct. Well, they're coming back. Because people are, there's a lot of things that men have seen. If they see natural things that they're used to, they don't have heart attacks. Die. Their hearts don't fail. Men's hearts fail when they see something that's way out of their league. And that's what's going to, these are the kind of things that's going to happen to people that wouldn't listen and people that are left here because of people that wouldn't listen. See, there's still a harvest of people that if they would have been presented with the truth in time, they would have gotten saved. And now they're going to be presented with the worst forms of darkness, things that they're not used to, and they're not going to take the mark. Because there are people that were lukewarm and God couldn't use them. And while they were lukewarm, they made a mess. They muddied the waters. They didn't repent. They did things the wrong way, and people are going to suffer for it. But that's why people will be left that will get saved after the rapture. But the people that knew better and wouldn't listen to the Lord and repent, the Lord is going to send strong delusion, and they're going to believe a lie. And I believe that that lukewarm Christians that harden their heart, wouldn't do the things of God, they're going to fall for the lies of the Antichrist. They'll probably be the first one to get their Antichrist tattoo. I mean, if you won't listen to the Holy Spirit, you're going to listen to something. If you won't walk in the love of God, the Lord taught me this. He said, if you're full of the love of God, you really can't sin. That's what John was telling people. You can't fill your heart with the word of God and operate in his love and go out and rob a bank. You can't fill your heart with his love and go out and commit adultery. It's just not going to happen. And this is why it takes a leaven of hatred to do those things. It takes a leaven of hatred to lust after a woman, to see her in a way that's not of God. See, when you receive the love of God, you have a brace. That's how we overcome the law. We don't overcome the law by trying to do right all the time. We overcome the law by the law of love. If we can keep that commandment, we fulfill all the commandments. When you believe on Jesus Christ, you fulfill all the ceremonial laws, even circumcision. You're circumcised in the heart. Natural circumcision represents the circumcision of the heart. If you don't have the circumcision of the heart, you're not going to get circumcised. That's just the way. You're not a covenant keeper. But people, you know, if you get circumcised in the heart, you don't need to be circumcised in the flesh. Because if the circumcised in the flesh, after you have a circumcised heart, that's a miss of the point. It's not necessary. The ceremonial laws was preparing people to live a heart life. When you believe on Jesus Christ, you fulfilled all of it. I mean, think about it. All the road signs, all the things that pointed to Christ, you got the destination. What good is a sign to point you in the right direction when you have the destination? Jesus is the destination. And the love of God fulfills the law. How else? I mean, that's just the way it is. And when you walk in the light and you want more of the light, then when Christ comes, the glory, you're going to be attracted to the glory of God. Now, if people got to beg you to do right, and beg you to believe, and beg you to have faith, and beg you, you're going to be here. Nobody's got to beg you to do what you know is right. If you love God, nobody's got to beg you to study and do what you're supposed to do. You'll do it because you love God. That's just the way it is. But these are times that we're going to begin to see that the rapture is a judgment. As much as it's a grace, it's also a judgment against people that's not of God. And I desire to see all of God's people with him doing his word. Now, I happen to be out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. All these wonderful men and women of God, we need to pay attention to what they have to say. The Lord is talking through his people. And those that are still, even those that have went on to be with the Lord, you can still watch their videos and read their books. That's still God talking to you. Until Jesus come, we need to fill our heart with the word of God and pay attention and receive the word that he's given us through his vessels of honor. All the people I named are vessels of honor. And if you can choose to be informed, or you can try to wing it. But the more information you have, the better you'll be able to position yourself until Jesus comes. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.